When does a car reach the end of its life? And what happens to all the metal and plastic and hazardous fluids? NPR's Camila Domonoske was pondering those questions as her beloved old minivan started to fail, and she brings us this story.
The Chrysler Town & Country that's more or less permanently in our driveway was passed on to us from my in-laws. Vanny is 20 years old, with 183,000 miles on it, and these days we barely use it. We put more miles on our e-bike than the van last year. And it's bad for a vehicle not to be driven, in more ways than one.
There's wasps. It has wasps. Yeah. Oh, regrets.
My three-year-old brought the news inside to my husband. In addition to the wasps, again, Vanny also isn't starting, again. My kids adore this old van, but I do not want to pay to fix it again. So we have to decide if we'll sell it, donate it, or recycle it to see if it can help our community or at least not hurt the planet. First question, is it still useful? I swung by to chat with Keith Knupp. He's the Keith of Keith's Auto Sales here in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Would you like to buy my minivan?
I would not like to buy your minivan.
The wasps in the van didn't faze him, but the 180,000 miles did. I tried to make the case to Knupp that this wasn't just any old van. This was Vanny.
This van, when my husband and I were 18 years old, we drove across the country in this van, and it carried all of our hopes and dreams to Arizona.
It was good then. I hope you're not going to Arizona in that van again.
Another option is to donate Vanny to a charity that would auction it off, like the ASPCA or our local public radio station. Or give it to a nonprofit like Way to Go, a local group which fixes up cars for people who can't afford them. Executive Director Ashley Gordon Becker said she would love to take a look at Vanny.
For a family that has no means of transportation, a vehicle that's 20 years old, It doesn't matter as long as it's safe and reliable.
But if it's not reliable, then Vanny has another destiny. That's the sound of a Nissan Rogue being crushed at M&M Auto Parts in Fredericksburg, Virginia, where Jonathan Morrow works.
I'm actually a third-generation automotive recycler.
Undrivable cars wind up here. But Morrow's salvage yard is also part of a new program called Shift, which encourages owners to donate cars to be recycled, with the goal of getting high-polluting old cars off the road and keeping useful stuff out of landfills. Before a vehicle gets crushed, it's broken down into all of its parts. Transmissions sold off, fluids reused, metals melted down. Morrow argues that's the best use of our van.
I think your minivan still has parts that somebody could use.
And cars donated to Shift get sent to environmentally certified salvage yards, and they don't get sold overseas, which can happen at an auction. Morrow gave me a tour of the yard.
All the fluids are pneumatically taken outside, but you can see that the diesel, the gas, those two brown are oil, and you've got washer fluid, antifreeze.
Those fluids are reused. Gas in vehicles, oil burned to heat the buildings, antifreeze cleaned and resold. Then, inside a big room that looks like an auto shop where cars would get fixed, they get dismantled instead.
It's the engine, the transmission, this is the AC compressor tag, transfer case.
Cars donated through Shift will not have their engines reused, so they won't pollute anymore, but everything else could get a second life, sometimes after a little TLC. We walk past James Catlett as he's tapping on a Mini Cooper's hood, doing paintless dent repair.
It's almost just like massaging metal.
Bits get stripped off for possible reuse, one by one, and eventually what's left goes into that crusher. All the metal left there will get recycled too.
When we do this, it's keeping all of these things out of the landfill, right? Because that's the end goal.
A layer of car seats gets thrown in, and another car goes on top for a very crunchy sandwich. The metal mods seem like the very end of a vehicle's life, but it's not exactly. The black Nissan Rogue I'm watching get crushed, bits of it will live on, shipped off to a body shop to keep another Rogue rolling. And even this mangled metal will be shredded and melted and then rebuilt into rebar, a toaster, maybe another car. My kids like to pretend that our 20-year-old van is a transformer, that it can become a robot. It's just imagining. But someday, maybe Vanny really will turn into something else. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.